One halakha, there are certain berachot that open with the words Baruch, while there are other berachot that do not open with the Petiha, with the introductory Baruch. For example, we say Baruch She'amar Baya Olam, and then we say after the introductory Baruch She'amar, we say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Ha'elah Barachmanu Me'ulah B'Fa'amod. That's the beracha. It starts with Baruch. Whereas, for example, Yishtabach does not start off with Baruch. Yishtabach Shemcha Olam Melkeinu. It just opens up without a peticha, and it ends Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Gadol U'Mulal B'Tishpachot. Why is it? So the rule is like this. Anytime we have a beracha or berachot that are connected to each other, that are linked to each other, that's called the beracha, hasimucha, the haverta. And the rule is that the first one opens with Baruch, and that's considered the peticha. And the second blessing, since it's linked, you don't have to start it with a Baruch. You can just end it with a Baruch. Hence, Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach are a package. Baruch She'amar is the beginning, and Yishtabach is the end. We have Pesukim and Zimra in between. That's not considered an interruption because we're praising Borei Olam. Based on this, the Tosafot learns in Gemara Berachot Daf Memvav that you're not allowed to interrupt in between Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach with idle chatter. Because then already you're separating between the opening of the Beracha and the end of the Beracha. Imagine a person would talk in the middle of the Beracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and he starts talking. You cannot interrupt. However, Tosafot holds, and we all like this in Shulchan Aruch as well, while you can't interrupt with idle chatter, it is permissible to answer Devarim Shebekedusha. What is Devarim Shebekedusha? You can answer Kaddish. In the middle of Pesukim Dezanai, in the middle of Ashveh, and they say Kaddish, you can answer the first five Aminim, and according to the Ben Wa'ari, you can even answer Yeshu Menabam Barak all the way until the words Be'amiran Be'alma. You could also answer Kadosh, 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 Hashem Sivon Mokla Aris Kevodo, if you heard it, for example, in Nakdishach, and you could also answer Baruch Kevod Adonai, the Mekomo. You could also answer Barichu, Baruch Adonai Mevarach Le'olam Ba'ed. For that matter, you can also answer the first three words of Bodim, Bodim Anachnu Lach, in the Chazara, let's say. But otherwise, you should not be Mafsik. The Sefer HaManhig writes that somebody that talks idle chat between Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach, I quote his words, Nidre'eh ki'ilu mema'et u'mehaser b'rechato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachon. It's God forbid you're mitigating the blessing of God. Because the blessing of God, you're in the middle of a blessing. You started the Baruch and you're finishing it in Yishtabach. By talking in the middle, you're minimizing the effect of that blessing. Ki harishona potachat v'achotemet v'baruch poteret et ha'simucha l'meleftoch v'baruch. The reason why Yishtabach doesn't start with Baruch is the other one did. Therefore they're linked. V'zeh shesach, the one that speaks in between, heser v'amera hi biyado. This is an important halakha to remember, not only what you're allowed to answer during Pesukim Dezimra, but that sometimes, for example, on Shabbatot, when the Hazanim are taking their time singing the Pesukim Dezimra with a tune and singing a little slowly, so the people, they say it quickly, they have time on their hands, so they talk to the neighbor that's next to them. It's better to open up a sefer and read with your eyes instead of talking during that integral part between Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach.